This is KNPR and KNPR.org. We're in the middle of the planting season in the southwestern U.S., the time in winter when you can work on your garden or landscape and get them ready for the spring and summer to come. Norm Schilling has some thoughts on where to begin. Here's Desert Bloom.
As a longtime horticulturalist, arborist, all-around gardener here in Southern Nevada, I appreciate all sorts of different types of plants and the roles they play in the landscape. But my heart is drawn more to trees than anything else for a number of reasons, because in part they're so stately and beautiful, but also what they bring to us, what they give to us in cleaning our air, and especially as temperatures have increased because of the heat island effect and climate change. We need our trees now more than ever to help keep our valley cool. So what trees do we want to plant? Well, we want tough trees and long-lasting trees. And when I think tough and long-lasting, I can think of no genus of trees better suited for that than Quercus, the oaks. Typically slow-growing, relatively slow-growing, but long-lived trees that will give you a lot and ask very little in return, including typically not requiring much pruning. Now, let's talk about a few of them. Engelmann's oak is a big oak, but it'll get big slowly, so it'll stay, you know, 20 to 30 feet for a number of years. It's an evergreen. It has different types of leaves on the same tree. Some of them are round and have smooth margins. Others get kind of toothy, but a really attractive tree with grayish-brown bark that's furrowed, scaly, and it gets more gnarled and twisted with age, bluish-green leathery leaves, and like pretty much all oaks, it's an important source of food to local wildlife, especially in winter. Now, there's also a really cool oak, another big one called Mexican blue oak, also with grayish blue leaves. It's Quercus oblongifolia. This one's a bit smaller. At maturity, 25 to 30 feet, 15 to 20 would be a pretty good size one. They do take a while to get there, but they're so worth the little bit of extra weight that you have to do. All of these oaks are really quite drought tolerant as well. Now, one of my favorites is cork oak, Quercus suber. It has just this really funky, gnarled bark, even in youth. And it's actually the tree that they use to make cork from. They actually harvest the bark. It's kind of spongy. It's evergreen. It's a nice medium green color, fairly densely foliated. And I've never seen one that doesn't look good, unless it's overwatered. That's the one thing. They don't like too much water. They start to suffer and decline. So if you plant one, pull the emitters back a little bit. Four or five feet after it's established, so the feet of the plant don't get wet, and it should do just fine. And I need to finish with one of my very favorites, our native species, Quercus turbinella, one of our natives. It's the scrub oak. Now, this is a small tree, 8 feet tall, 10 feet wide, something like that. It's going to stay small. It'll work really well in a patio area or a smaller area to fill in a yard. It's a native species, so, I mean, you can't get more drought tolerant than that. It likes a lot of sun and just a very beautiful small tree, or you can grow it as a shrub. Quercus turbinella scrub oak. So all these oaks have lifespans, well, lasting longer than ours. So if you plant it, you can pretty much count on it being with you for the rest of your life, and then being there for your kids, your grandkids, whoever else gets the property. Oaks are a wonderful long-term investment in your home and in our urban forest. This is Norm Schilling, your desert gardener.
Norm Schilling is the owner of Mojave Bloom and Schilling Horticulture Group. To find much more Desert Bloom, complete with plenty of pictures, at knpr.org.